Well, we get the hour underway by welcoming back to the program one of our favorites. Well, heck, she's a downtown Hall of Famer. Back for season two of Frasier on Paramount Plus, Perry Gilpin joins us. Hello there, Perry.
Hi, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Did you, got your breath back? You were winded when we first connected there.
Yes, my dog took off down the street.
My dog did that this morning.
To visit somebody next door. Pardon? I'm sorry, what?
No, my dog did that this morning. Way too early in the morning, I let her out and realized that she wasn't wearing her collar. I went in the house to get it, and I heard her barking. I thought, oh, this won't end well. And she was out making friends with the construction crew that was paving our street. So she had a hard hat on. I think she was ready to do some work.
Oh, good. Nice.
I'm a little jealous of you. I saw what you did recently. Can you tell us what it was like throwing out the first pitch at a Seattle Mariners game?
Well, it was mortifying by the end of it, but it was really so much fun getting ready for it. My husband and his brothers and friends, everybody made me practice and wanted to practice with me, and I did. I could do good in practice. I'm sorry, do well in practice. But when I got on the field, I just like really, 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 you know, I failed. But it was so much fun. Seattle is so beautiful. The stadium is new. I had done it before with Kelsey and David and Jane. Back when we did the 100th episode there in Seattle, and I had no pressure on me. I just walked on the field and watched Kelsey do it. But so now it was good to go back. But the stadium is new and it's so gorgeous. And it was a beautiful day, and I loved it.
That's fantastic. Well, good for you. Well, the new season, the first two episodes have dropped. I watched those a couple of nights ago, and you never know how these things are going to go, but I feel like the series is right back in that great groove that the original was in.
Great. I do, too. I love hearing you say that. That's a wonderful thing.
Well, terrific chemistry with the new cast members as well, but then... You know, when folks like you and B.B. Newworth show up, it just takes it to a whole new level.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like I love Kelsey's vision for, mixing in all of these different elements from different shows, from Cheers and from the first Frasier. And I love the cast of the new Frasier. They're wonderful actors and they are so welcoming and kind, but they're also, I love working with them. And I think the new writers that are writing it are really great and bring a lot of freshness to the characters and the stories and just the show itself. I feel like it's like it just keeps evolving and it's kind of an open book. You know what I mean? Like who knows where it'll go, right?
Well, it doesn't hurt to have Jimmy Burrows around either. I know he directed, I think, the first episode of this season, if not more. And then I think you told us Kelsey directed the episode you were in last season, right?
Yes, he did direct it. And he directed, I did five this season, and he directed three. And Sheldon Epps, who was a regular director on the first Frasier, directed too, and he is a blast to work with. He's a wonderful. There were times on the set that it was just hard to tell like what year it was.
Well, I think that's the beauty of it. And there was that wonderful piece, I think, in the New York Times, Kelsey celebrating really the 40th anniversary of the character going back to the Cheers days. But you were quoted in there talking about the chemistry, and it's right there for all of us to see. When did you first know that you just worked so well on camera with Kelsey?
Oh my gosh, I have not read that article yet. I knew. Well, I don't know. I think, that's such a good question. I think that back when we were doing the first Frasier, so many of my scenes were with him because we worked together. Most of my stuff was with him. And we started to, there was this one episode where it was in the first season and this is, I'm being completely honest about this, and I actually really loved this moment. I was standing there, we were having kind of a confrontation about something, which I cannot remember what it was, but he said something about Kirstie. He goes, oh, I miss Kirstie. You know, and it was almost like he said his inner thought aloud, like, you know, Kirstie would know what to do here. I think we'd only been working together for like maybe 6 or 7 episodes, right? And then later I walked into the kitchen, there was a kitchen on the set, and Jimmy said something like, Perry, just take the stage. You know what I mean? Because I was feeling shot. I don't know. I just sort of wasn't feeling completely 100% confident in myself, I guess. And the combination of those two people saying those two things, I just went out and I did this like cheer. I go, yes, we can. You know, I did this thing with the paper. And they were like, that's what we meant. That was it. That's great. You know what I mean? And I guess what I realized in that little rehearsal in that moment was, you know, just bring it. Bring all your tools from your toolbox. Do everything you can. You know, don't feel shy. Just bring everything you've got to the table, and everything's going to be fine. And it was. So I guess it was good to be able to be, for them to feel like they could be kind of honest in a nice way, you know, like they could see that I was being shy. So after that, I just always felt very confident working with Kelsey.
And were you in a scene?
That was really long.
No, that was great. I'm just thinking back. Were you in any scenes with him when you did the episode of Cheers?
I was in, not really, I don't think. I think I just sort of came into the bar from the door and talked to Woody, because I was supposed to be a journalist interviewing Woody. It was called Woody Gets an Election, and because he was running for city council, I think.
Right.
And so I remember everybody was throwing spitballs at me, and it was one of the things they did. But I was talking about it in an interview the other day with Kelsey, and he goes, I didn't do it because I wasn't even in the scene with you. So I don't think so. But I do remember him saying, hey, I'm going to do a show. You should go read for it. You know, and I'm like, I am. I have been. I've been reading for it a lot. There were like 25 auditions for that part.
We're talking with Perry Gilpin here on Downtown. As you mentioned, you'll be in 5 episodes. Do you show up in episode 3 that gets released tomorrow, Friday? Oh, fantastic. Love it.
Yes.
And we get to see Roz's daughter after all these years.
Yes, you do. And that was one of the things I was looking so forward to. And then when she's being played by someone I've known since she was a baby, Greer Grammer. And Kelsey's daughter, and I am this. She is a lovely actress, and she has really paid her dues. And she is she's very, very grounded, it's like there's nothing flighty about Greer. You know, she takes everything very seriously, and she worked really hard on the episodes I did with her. And really, you know, created a character that makes sense for Alice. And I just love that I got to work with her.
Well, the new season looks great so far. I can't wait to see you on it. And I, of course, went back, as I had to, and watched some of the episodes of the original series as well. And, gosh, they hold up so well. What do you think is the secret to that, that those shows from 20, 25, 30 years ago haven't aged a bit?
Well, first of all, it's brilliant writing. You know, I don't know how else to say it. It was just a lot of people after many, many years of writing on sitcoms coming together, and they had this great character that had been on Cheers for 9 years, played by a brilliant actor. And truly, you know, they didn't have to do any exposition. It was all like, okay, now we're going to take Frasier and put him in Seattle with his dad and his brother on the radio and have an incredible caregiver for his dad, and just, you know, light it on fire and let it go. That's really all they kind of had to do, you know, which is a big plus, because setting up a premise and laying all the pipe and exposition can, you know, it can be difficult to get people interested. You know, to they say the first 6 episodes are basically the pilot over and over again. So there's setting up the story. But with all of the, you know, experience that those writers had, they just, my God, they just, you know, created these incredible characters and just kind of put them in a room. You know, let's go to the opera, let's do ham radio. They just set themselves up so well. And I think these writers have too, and they have lots and lots and lots of experience at the same thing. And I think the tone is slightly different, but that's okay because I think it brings a lot of freshness to it, you know?
I love the way that they honored John Mahoney last year, and I, the fact that there are references quite frequently in the new show to his character, to Martin Crane, and just his spirit kind of hovers over that whole thing.
I know. I unfortunately had to go to a memorial over this weekend, and the message from the pastor was, you know, share those stories, keep that person alive. Don't be, you know, share your love for them and why you loved them so much frequently, you know, and I believe in that so much. And I'm so glad that they did that with John and John's memory.
Yeah, I saw you did a podcast recently talking about classic films. And so I have to ask you, what's on your list of favorite all-time classic films?
Well, what we talked about, the guy that started that podcast is an old friend of mine, and he's been writing blogs about his vast knowledge of film and the golden years of Hollywood. So, you know, I love bringing up Baby. I think that Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant in that movie are just like golden. I think that's like that is the epitome of a screwball comedy. And I also love The Philadelphia Story, which, you know, I just love that movie. So those are like two of my old favorites. But I also love, you know, It's Complicated, which is a newer classic by Nancy Myers, and I love The Holiday, and those are fun movies to watch with my kids, and Sense and Sensibility, Emma Thompson. But also, you know, if you need a pick me up, Tootsie and What's Up Doc are the two for you, or the two for me. I like comedy.
I do too. I do, but I love classic movies. TCM, I'm on there all the time. That's how I wind down. If I've been working a lot or traveling or something, I just like to sit back, turn on Turner Classic Movies and watch something, preferably in black and white, something about that just soothes the soul.
Oh, I agree. Well, then, okay, so you should listen to my friend's podcast. It's called From Beneath the Hollywood Sign, because he literally lives beneath the Hollywood sign. But they, you know, like the other day he was talking about the Oxbow incident.
Oh,
right? So
man.
I watched it. I know. It's like when they start talking about stuff, you just can barely, I usually listen to it in the car, and I barely get home fast enough to turn on the TV and find the movie they've been talking about.
We talked about the Oxbow incident with Mike Farrell from MASH because Harry Morgan is in it.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, that cast is insane. But that's right.
How is college going for the younger members of the family?
They are both having a great time. They love it. They're working hard. We had a couple of months with them this summer. They came home to work, and they, you know, for the first time ever, or in a long, long time, they seem to want to hang out with us, you know. So we got to, like, go to dinners and make dinners together and just really got some time with them this summer. I missed them so much when they left, but then they came back for this extra week because class hadn't started yet, and nobody was around where they're in school. So they were like, "We're coming home." So we went to see Hamilton, and they didn't have to work for that few days, so we just got to really hang out. I don't know if we'll ever get that again, but it was a great summer.
Oh, that's wonderful. How are you feeling about the election?
Well, I feel. Just like everyone else, you know, pins and needles.
Yeah, I cautiously optimistic. I almost don't dare say it out loud.
Me too. You just said it. That's exactly how I feel. I feel like we have a great candidate. The Democrats have a wonderful candidate, and I really believe in her. And I think she has a lot of experience in every area that we need experience in for a president. And I just, I am just praying that that's who is our next president.
Well, you and I were chatting online during the Democratic convention and just blown away by the quality of people that spoke during that convention and how deep the bench is for the Democratic Party.
Yes, yeah. And there's a wide, you know, there's a variety of feelings about, you know, people are left, center, and right of Democrats. You know what I mean? You have a lot of different, and so much of it's sort of regional, you know, where people are from and what their needs are and what their biggest issues are. And it's just, I just feel like Democrats can also, you know, really talk about things and maybe not agree 100% on things, but be able to have those conversations and get somewhere with them, you know, rather than just stalemating because someone's not getting their way.
Yeah, well said. Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait to see you in the new season of Frasier. Have you finished shooting all the episodes?
Yeah, they're done. They're putting finishing touches on them, but the shooting is over, and I miss everyone. We had so much fun. There are some real treats coming your way. There are some great episodes.
Well, and some terrific returning performers and some great guest stars. When I watched the first two episodes, I was surprised to see Patty Heaton in one of the episodes.
Yes, and I got to do, she's coming back. She comes back throughout the season. I got to do a couple with her, and she's fantastic.
Well, we can't wait to see you, the return of Roz, see what's gone on with Alice, all coming to the new season of Frasier on Paramount Plus. Perry, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, Rich. I had a cup of coffee, and boy, just talking my head off.
Hey, well, that's why we love to have you on with us. Enjoy. keep the dog close to home, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, I look forward to it, Rich. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Perry.